Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Gifts by Ursula K. Le Guin, narrated by Jim Colby, and directed by Julie Bekoyan.
Chapter 1. He was lost when he came to us, and I fear the silver spoons he stole from us didn't save him when he ran away and went up into the high domains. Yet in the end, the lost man, the runaway man, was our guide. Gry called him the runaway man. When he first came, she was sure he'd done some terrible thing, a murder or a betrayal, and was escaping vengeance. What else would bring a lowlander here among us? Ignorance, I said. He knows nothing of us. He's not afraid of us.
He said people down there warned him not to come up among the witches.
But he knows nothing about the gifts, I said. It's all just talk to him. Legends, lies.
We were both right, no doubt. Certainly Emmon was running away, if only from a well-earned reputation for thievery, or from boredom. He was as restless, as fearless, and inquisitive and inconsequential as a hound puppy, trotting wherever his nose led him. Recalling the accent and turns of speech he had, I know now that he came from far in the south, farther than Algalanda, where tales of the uplands were just that, tales, old rumors of the distant Northland, where wicked witch folk lived in icy mountains and did impossible things. If he'd believed what they told him down in Danner, he'd never have come up to Caspermont. If he'd believed us, he never would have gone on higher in the mountains. He loved to hear stories, so he listened to ours, but he didn't believe them. He was a city man. He'd had some education. He'd traveled the length of the lowlands. He knew the world. Who were we, me and Gry? What did we know? A blind boy and a grim girl, 16 years old, stuck in the superstition and squalor of the desolate hill farms that we so grandly called our domains. He led us on, in his lazy kindness, to talk about the great powers we had. But while we talked, he was seeing the bare, hard way we lived, the cruel poverty, the cripples and backward people of the farms, seeing our ignorance of everything outside these dark hills, and saying to himself, "Oh, yes, what great powers they have. Poor brats." Gry and I feared that when he left us he went to Garamond. It is hard to think he may still be there. Alive, but a slave, with legs twisted like
Sample complete. Ready to continue?